With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show. Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on. The Wendy's Big Show.
Come on. Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
It's the award-winning Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. Well, this year, semifinalist, soon-to-be finalist, and soon-to-be Hall of Famer, sitting to my left, and former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson on my right. If you've missed...
I don't think his dogs care about it if it's out. They just love going outside.
Oh, yeah. Leroy and I were talking about dogs in the break. Yeah.
They love it.
The big ones, she don't care.
Love it.
The baby don't care about either.
Love it.
What are they? They're mastodons, right?
Mastodors.
Yeah. Mastodors.
So if it's 15 degrees, they'll go out.
They
and
don't
play in the
love
snow.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
The more snow, the merrier.
Yeah. Biscuit ain't doing that.
No.
My neighbor's dog. Ain't
yeah.
Doing.
Yeah.
My future dog.
Now they do come in a little quicker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Than normal. Like when they go to do their business, they get the business done and they come on back. Normally when it's warm out, they kind of sniff around and play a little bit. But when you can tell when it gets cold, but they still love to
but
call.
Dan got to train your dog to do it.
What kind of dog you got now?
We're going to be getting a puppy in January. It's a Schnauzer Shih Tzu mix. So it's a Schnauzu.
Okay.
Nice.
Schnauzu.
So it'll be like less than 10 pounds. So it'll fit in your dog's
So palm. What you're doing is that dog's going to pee and poop in the house, basically. You don't have to take it out.
Well, Biscuit has a little pee.
No, you don't have to. If it's like the size of both of your hands, they got these things now, pluck these little rugs or whatever.
The puppy pads.
The puppy pads. They put the puppy pad on the floor, let it go. Now, my dog.
You can't do that.
No. A little too big.
The puppy pad ain't big enough.
My neighbor's dog.
I swear to God, I weighed my dog poop one time.
Oh, my
God. It'll probably weigh more than my dog.
25 pounds. One dog had a 25-pound poop.
How would you weigh that?
Because when I went and picked the poop up in a bag, and I took it on the scale and dropped it on the scale, 25 pounds.
You bored.
I just want to see how much it weighs. That's a lot of poop. That poop's got to weigh.
So I need to know the details of how you weighed this poop, Gary.
Just a scale.
So what did you stand on? But how did you pick it up? Like, did you put it straight on the scale? Did you put something underneath?
Yeah,
like,
a plastic bag. So you the grocery bags you get from Pick and Save.
Okay.
Yeah, you just
grab one of those and throw it on the scale to see how much it weighs.
Yeah.
Why'd you want to know that?
Well, because I always say to Jen all the time, that's a 5-pound poop. That's a 10-pound poop. We judge the size of the poop by the weight of the poop. Then one day, the youngest one, Juicy, I said, that's got to be 25 pounds. That thing there, because she had poop in a whole day. I go, when she goes, that's going to weigh a lot.
Jesus.
So actually, it was two bags that I had to get.
It's two bags of
two
poop.
Bags.
So now once you wear it, what do you do with it?
Huh? Hit the humbug. Say what now?
Once you wear it, what do you do
well,
with it?
Well, then you just tie it up and you take it back outside and you put it in the garbage.
It's disgusting.
You don't pick up your dog poop?
I'm not weighing it.
Yeah, I'll pick it up. I'm not going to weigh it.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's the thing. You got to see how much the dog poop weighs, man. No, you got a big dog like that, man. You got,
y'all got a weird house. Poop, I got to get a camera in there.
Yeah. No, it's outside.
You weigh it outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get cameras outside.
Yeah. In the garage.
Give me your address.
Yeah, that too.
So Wendy's Big Show, the only place where you'll hear dog poop.
Well, so you don't have to take your dog out. Neither one of you guys. I think your dog's...
Biscuit will go out, but he'll stand long.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
That's how much that dog weigh?
4-5 pounds.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize Biscuit was that small.
Yeah, Biscuit, little. It's big.
Now, how do you train it?
Well, my kids did.
Your kids trained?
Yes.
Yeah, we've been watching. My wife and I have been watching a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff, trying to.
That's
get ready
how they
for
did.
Because I've never had a dog before. Like full transparency, I've never owned a dog before. My wife has had a
you
bunch.
You can have a dog.
Leroy don't believe in this.
What?
But I think bigger dogs may be a little bit different. But there is a thing that you can crate train your dog.
Yeah.
And so you leave the gate open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and you put like a blanket over top of the gate, but the dog can't be really big. You just want enough size so the dog can fit in it. Because when you crate train them, they learn to like hold their urine and poop or whatever.
Right.
You don't want them to do that. So you always take them outside before they go in there. But what it does, it gives them like a comforting place to
safe
go to.
Place.
Yeah. And especially if you have kids, sometimes kids, they want to be all on the dog all on the time. And sometimes the dog need their own space where they go to.
Right.
And they'll go inside the crate. And then they kind of make that as their little safe place. And it's like a little cave, and you put a blanket over the top of it. It's kind of dark in there. They kind of like
that. Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing, lots of crate training.
Yeah, do the crate training.
I feel like that's a smart thing to do. That's what all the experts on social media and on YouTube are saying.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, I have anxiety. I'm not putting a dog in a crate.
But see, Leroy didn't train the dog either. So, I mean, Leroy just bought a dog. Leroy bought a dog. So, here, y'all dog, y'all figure it out.
Well, it's teaching to be responsible.
Right, you're doing other stuff with
you're
the kids.
I paid the insurance $22 a month. He'll just go into bed.
I'm paying insurance.
Instead of, even on the plane, you have to pay a little extra.
Yeah.
So they don't be put in a cage.
Right.
You want to be in a cage? No, I don't want my dog in a cage.
Right. All right. I can respect that too. Certainly.
Yeah. I work with the K-9 units. Those dogs are heroes. They shouldn't be in a cage.
Mm. Right.
Still sports.
Yeah.
Speaking
That's
of dogs.
A lot of dogs' name, yeah. Leroy, trust
Speaking
me.
Of some Reggie dogs, White, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, those guys are dogs, I would say.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick, even.
Yeah.
You can throw him into that conversation. Mm-hmm. And right now we're talking about which Super Bowl would sell better. Oh. Brady and the Bucks against Belichick and the Patriots. Mac Jones, the rookie quarterback, all these different things. Right. Or Aaron Rodgers, the reigning MVP. Versus and the Packers against Patrick Mahomes.
Did Mahomes win an MVP?
The year prior.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
No, 2 years prior.
Okay.
And the Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
And the passing of the guard, maybe, and a rematch of the first ever Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which one do you think would sell better at 855-830-8648 to join me, Dan Plucker, him, Leroy Butler, and that other guy, Gary Ellerson, on the Wendy's Big Show? Leroy had both of his hands up. Leroy, your thoughts.
You want me to go after the break?
No, I want you to go right now.
Hey, listen. The Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, it's passed by. They had a chance. They had a chance to capture America. If Aaron Rodgers would have beat Tom Brady and been in the Super Bowl last year, that ship sailed for America. America want to see Tom Brady beat New England. That's the biggest storyline. Tom Brady did it without him. Went down with Bruce Arians with a bunch of players people didn't want, won a Super Bowl. Fine. Even throw the trophy allegedly in the water. And he had,
right.
And
no,
he, had
he caught it. Grunt caught it.
Yeah, it's funny to say it. And he went through COVID, all that stuff. Fine. Put that to the side. Bill Belichick is winning with a rookie quarterback. If he this Mac Jones take him to the Super Bowl, this will be the most watched Super Bowl in Super Bowl history. Mac Jones and Tom Brady. Tom Brady can just send the hoodie and just say, you can never win without me. Because I just want another Super Bowl over you. And Belichick can say, hey, man, you got lucky. But I want it with a rookie. Those storylines are fantastic. The reason why I don't know about Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes, because Mahomes ain't playing that great.
No, he's not right now. Rodgers even last night, they didn't look that good. Well, he scored 22 points last night.
Yeah, and the defense got some of that. Defense is playing a lot better. So maybe I'm wrong. But for the State Farm people, I'm anthem myself. But for those people, they wanted that game. Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers could have had how many people in the world? 350 million in the United States?
Yeah.
They would have had 300 million people watching.
Probably.
But I think that time has passed. I think the biggest Super Bowl history would be Mac Jones as a rookie going with Belichick trying to beat Tom Brady. Huge. Huge.
That would be massive.
I mean, it'll be sickening to see how much they'll be talking about it. Mm-hmm. They'll talk about all the Super Bowls they won, and then Brady won it without him, and how he's got a rookie quarterback, and they spent $150 million in free agency, New England. Mm-hmm. No Kraft getting out of the little thing he had down there in Miami. Mm-hmm. He got out of that. I mean, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see nothing bigger than that.
855-830-8648 to join us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Or you can go on to at Big Show Network on Twitter, where we have a poll question up, which would be a bigger Super Bowl for the NFL, Rodgers versus Mahomes or Brady versus Belichick. You'll get my thoughts and Gary Eller's.
Looks like we got some poop training or some dog training courses here, too.
Oh, some dog training from Chris in Brookfield. Yeah. That's
we
coming
need to
up,
help
too.
People out.
If you want Gary to weigh your dog's poop, he'll come on by and do that, too, maybe.
No, I ain't wearing nobody else's dog poop but my dog poop.
Bring that same scale.
Yeah.
More coming up next year on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
It is the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson hanging out with you on a Monday after the Packers don't play bye week for the Green Bay Packers. But we're thinking Super Bowl right now and asking you, which Super Bowl do you think would be better for the NFL or that would sell better, however you want to phrase it, Brady against Belichick or Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes? Both or all four of those names are probably the biggest names in football right now, if we're being completely honest. You can throw Lamar Jackson in that conversation maybe, but those four are probably the biggest names in the NFL, and that's a very plausible Super Bowl that we could see by year's end. I think Leroy said it has to be Brady and Belichick, the history there, Mac Jones, rookie quarterback, saying, kind of, look at me, Brady, I can do it without you too, just like you did it without me, and bringing in a rookie like Mac Jones for the first time ever, a rookie making a Super Bowl. And there's a lot of arguments for the other side as well. We'll get into that too, but you have to remember that when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. That's after every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours a win, so you have to act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They play the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight, so if they win, go tomorrow and grab yourself a free small Frosty at participating Wendy's. Let's go out to the phones. Chris in Brookfield wants to talk a little bit about dogs before we get back into this Super Bowl conversation. Chris, what's up, man?
It's going to be Aaron Rodgers against anything in the AFC, and I'm not going to worry about Brady.
Right.
Dog kenneling. Gary is 1,000% correct. You're getting a puppy, you want to kennel that dog. You're going to leave the house, you want that dog to have a safe place in that kennel, because otherwise you don't know what it's gonna, you're going to come home to. And puppies like to chew. They can get into just about anything. And you don't know what might be healthy or not healthy for that dog. So Mr. Butler is completely wrong. You always kennel your dog when you're leaving the home, at least until it's the first year, year and a half years old, and you know what the mentality of your dog. But I wish you'd be getting a real dog, though, instead of some little tiny
Hey, Chris,
dog.
You be nice.
Hey, now.
Chris, you
hey,
Chris
nice.
What kind of dog you got?
You be nice, Chris.
I've got a 70-pound standard poodle that's 5 years old, and I've got a 17-year-old chihuahua that we inherited from my mother-in-law. But the poodle, we kept him kenneled. Well, my wife was retired when we got him, so he was on a leash, followed her everywhere around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, at that time, we had another older standard poodle that he went around with. So they kind of trained each other, but now whenever we sit down, the dog just goes and lays down because he was used to being around my wife all the time and just laying down when she was sitting down.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
good,
Chris.
Good stuff, Chris.
Yeah,
thanks.
Biscuit never chewed on nothing. He know how to act.
To be fair,
you don't do all that.
I would probably get a bigger dog. It's just that I live in an apartment
I
can't afford to.
No, I mean, you get what you get, and you be happy with what you get. You get a dog.
Put
it
in
the
dog's a dog.
Yeah, I like that. And you know, here's the thing. But if you got people around your house all the time, 24/7, where you don't have to leave the dog alone, then you're golden.
Yeah.
But invariably, he's right. At some point, the dog is going to pee or poop in the house.
No, it's he just, won't.
Oh, yeah.
And you may not know it. Yeah, I used to have a couple buddies who would just let their dogs pee and poop in the house, and
that's
they didn't even
crazy.
Know it. And they didn't even know that it was doing it until like a year or two later, they find poops and stuff in little corners, areas and stuff
nasty.
In the house. They didn't even know it was doing it.
Biscuit has a little.
But if you got people in your house 24/7, 365.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. Right. Right.
Because, you know, you feed it, right, and then you take it out. So they get that correlation.
Yeah, right. And then the stuff we've seen is like before and after every like kennel stop too. You take it outside.
Oh, you got it down. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy I'm on the right page here.
You're on the right page.
I won't take advice from Leroy Butler about
dogs. I mean, but Leroy's got a lot of people in his house though.
Yeah, that's true.
Nah,
that's true.
We could be gone. We'd be gone. But you want to be in a cage all your life?
Not all your life.
I don't know about being okay.
See, I'm only here till about 3. My wife only works till about noon. Mm-hmm. So
it ain't natural.
I mean, it's only a couple hours.
Animals all stuck all up like that. They shaking and quivering.
No, they don't shake and quiver.
They do. You're not there to see it, or you got them locked.
No,
up.
You have a app on your phone where you can see in your house. I'd suggest that you get one of those too.
Oh yeah,
because at some point
they're never going to your house to go to the bathroom.
So at some point you have to. Yeah, right. If he's got to the bathroom. So at some point, like when you start leaving them out by themselves,
toilet water.
You get the little thing, the thing, mm-hmm. and you can put the camera in there, and then you get the app to your phone, and you can kind of see what they're doing.
Yeah, see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen some of the stuff like that before.
If
probably
they want something to chew on, give them your wife's shoes.
That'll happen eventually.
Probably my shoes too. Well, actually, my feet are too big. He's going to fit in my shoes.
No, your shoes will last a little longer.
Gary, his shoe will last. He's
your
16.
Shoe will last
I wear a size 16 for all you listeners out there that don't know. It's Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson hanging out with you, talking about dogs and dogs in the NFL with the potential Super Bowl matchups, which could be on the line, asking which one would be more ideal for the NFL, Brady against Belichick or Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes. Let's get a quick update on the poll question. It's only been up for about 12 minutes, over 100 votes already, and Brady Belichick winning 55% of the vote so far. You can vote on it at Big Show Network. I retweeted it at Dan Plucker. He's at Leap36 and at Gary Ellerson as well. You can find us all there on the social medias that way. For me, I'm with Leroy on this one. It has to be Brady and Belichick. And as much as Packer fans probably want Aaron Rodgers to be in a Super Bowl, the one that would make international headlines for a Super Bowl and be remembered probably for the rest of NFL history would be if Belichick got back to a Super Bowl without Tom Brady
and had the chance to beat him. And if he did beat Tom Brady, oh my goodness, that's with a rookie quarterback on top of it and rebuilding pretty much the entire team, because Brady took Gronk with him. He took Antonio Brown with him, and a lot of other guys left New England after Brady left too. Even Stephon Gilmore, one of the best corners in the league, didn't want to be there earlier this year, and he still found a way to make this team an 8-4 team, right, heading into Monday Night Football tonight against the Bills, and could win the division where everybody said the Bills and Dolphins were going to be the teams to beat heading into this season. It's pretty impressive what Belichick has done in such a short amount of time, finding a new quarterback. That's why I ranked him number one on my list of GMs, rebuilding this team the way that he has and doing a lot of the same stuff he did with Tom Brady in terms of the talent around the quarterback, a strong defense, all of these things that he did while Tom Brady was actually there, doing it with a rookie quarterback now and repeating the similar success, at least in the early goings of this. It's been unbelievable what he's done. And playing Tom Brady again, that would be a much bigger Super Bowl in my eyes than Rodgers and Mahomes. Gary, your thoughts?
I think I'm going to get down with you and Leroy. There's a trifecta there.
A show sweep.
But I think it would be intriguing to see Mahomes and Rodgers.
No doubt.
I don't think that's – wouldn't be a letdown.
Probably the second best option.
It would be. I think that would be – and then with the history of the both franchises tied in with Mahomes and Rodgers, I think makes that for – a really good Super Bowl.
The whole passing of the torch thing we'd hear all week
all
long.
That.
Yeah.
All that. Because they're similar styles. But although Mahomes right now is playing a little bit more reckless than Rodgers.
Man can't figure out two-drop coverage with safeties.
Well, he's rushing right now for some strange. I don't know if you saw the game last night. He just looks uncomfortable. And what they're doing, the same thing they did to Rodgers is what they're doing to him now. They're playing that too deep zone, and they're not letting him get beat deep, so everything has got to be underneath. And right now, he's just not patient. He just doesn't look comfortable being patient to throw the ball underneath. And so he's all over the where with the ball, trying to throw it.
So I have a question for both of you guys regarding quarterbacks and playing with quarterbacks. How can you get to this high of a level, even with the arm talent that you have, and not be able to read defense as well? Like, Patrick Mahomes has admitted himself that he is not great at reading defenses, which is crazy because he's won an MVP. He's won a Finals MVP.
I would
Bowl
never
MVP.
Admit that, though, if I were him.
Right. But
did he admit that?
I believe he said that that's not his,
never,
like, strongest
I would
suit
never
is,
put that out
is reading is reading defenses. So it's astounding to me that there are quarterbacks in this league that don't know how to read defenses. At this point, you play all of your life, high school, 4 years of college, how are you not prepped, even with an amazing arm, how to read a defense? It's how you took advantage of so many picks in your career, Leroy.
Yeah, I think it's arrogance. If you talk to a lot of the quarterbacks, the 50-50 balls are relying upon my receiver to win. But the balls, I think I can throw it and get it in there. Like Jared Goff, he had no idea this kid was coming from his left that picked his pass off because he was locked on 88. Hawkinson the whole time. Never even seen that. So these quarterbacks, they're thinking, I can make it. I can make that throw. That's why Mahomes is getting away with all this no-look stuff and underhand stuff, and we thought it was cute because they were winning. But when you got to sit in that pocket and go 1, 2, 3, 4, back to one, you still have to take – the check down is your friend. It helps your ratings. It helps keep the chain moving. And that's what – when you see some of Tom Brady picks, it's the same thing. He think he can get it there before the guy picks, and he'll throw a pick. Picks are a part of the game, and that's why it brings me to a conversation with Brett, who threw a lot of picks. He think he can fit it between the linebacker, the safety, and the corner.
All
My
the
guy
time.
Got to catch it. I can get it through there. I'm going to zip it in there. And he would get it through there sometimes. But in practice, early on in his career, I'm like, listen, interceptions are a part of the game. It's my job to go get it back. So don't feel bad about it. I want you to play the way you want to play. You got a defense to back you up. Same thing if a guy catches a bomb on me. Brett would say, hey, I got you. He'd go throw a bomb to Sterling. I feel better now. So, but with quarterbacks, the reason why they pay them the most, that's why we let them do what they want to do, say what they want to say, doing all this stuff, because they think that they can make every throw, and it's really not so easy to cut off one side of the field for young guys.
Mm-hmm.
But with all this ride and the side stuff, they don't teach that stuff in college. They got to come up here and learn it. They're learning how to do this. Clap, get one, throw it. They very rarely read through what's going on. Most in college, these guys are wide open.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're told who's going to be open,
yeah,
too. That's what partly on coaching.
When they're going to play cover two. It's second and 12. In your headphones, okay, they like to play cover two. So the middle is going to be wide open. So he's thinking, okay. So instead of just telling the quarterback, okay, it's second and 12. They like to cover two. They maybe cover three. It's up to you. But here's the play. I'm not telling you what's open now. You got to find it. Mm. That makes a better quarterback. And if
sure.
you can always bail out by going to Devontae or one of the top receivers, if he got one-on-one, that's a little easier to throw. But you're throwing in these zones, and sooner or later, people catch up with Patrick Mahomes. People caught up with Rodgers for a decade. You destroy
and that lets
people.
You know how good the NFL really is.
Yeah, you destroy people for a long time. They start to figure
flows.
It out. But you can never feel like a certain type of quarterback
right.
is going to win a game. You got to have a defense to help mm-hmm. you, but just don't turn the ball
over. Well, they say baseball is a game of ebbs and flows. It certainly is, and I think it's more rapid. But in the NFL, it's definitely the same thing. There's ebbs and flows in the career of players as well. Now, it's more elongated for great ones like Patrick Mahomes will likely be, and kind of already is, and Aaron Rodgers has had ebbs mm-hmm. and flows in his career too. I mean, the 2 years prior before winning the MVP last year, he looked like an average quarterback. He didn't look like Aaron Rodgers. And then all of a sudden, he got back to MVP Rodgers, whatever. Mm-hmm. He said he fixed a couple things with his mechanics.
And we give Hall of Fame quarterbacks
a
pass. Like Ben Roethlisberger, he's the only Hall of Famer that people are just dragging through the mud. I mean, just drag. Everybody else, if you throw a couple picks, it's fine with it because you're a Hall of Famer. But if a young guy does that, it really is a head scratcher. Because I'm going to tell you something, the best feeling in the world is when a guy drops a pick to a quarterback because I got away with it. But they won't learn from it.
Right.
So you're supposed to learn from when Jordan Love threw up the lollipop when he was in I know what not to do now.
Right.
And he can learn because he's getting all these reps in practice. Aaron Rodgers ain't practicing. So that helps.
Yeah. All right, we'll go around the NFL in the next segment of the Wendy's Big Show here. Take you through the week that was without the Green Bay Packers on their bye week. It's Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson. We'll get into some more NFL talk next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
It is the Wendy's Big Show, hour four of the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson hanging out with you. And you know, some hosts might be kind of tired after being on the air for about 4 hours. But Leroy, thanks to your friends at Newmail, you still got all the energy in the world.
Absolutely. If you're a delivery driver, you're a doctor, I mean, you got to get up early hours and you need to just get up and just get your day going. If you're struggling a little bit, maybe you're suffering from low T. And again, I talk about it all the time. If you want to get started on any kind of weight loss program, they have the best programs anybody. You got to be careful with a lot of those pills and creams because of the side effects. You got to be very, very careful. Not only that, they give you a plan that you can tie in with your medical doctor and have a team look after you, okay? And again, I always talk about the bedroom. They got a 98% success rate to make sure you will always be Superman regardless what time of day it is, okay? 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. Newmail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
All right, guys, let's go around the NFL now, and starting off with a Chicago Bears team that, let's just say, struggled against the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Six pass breakups from this Arizona defense. They are so good at getting to the ball. Oh, he faked the screen, Dalton did, and then threw it the other way into the hands of Zach Allen. The third-year man out of Boston College just rumbled his way to an interception return. It's the fourth pick for the Arizona defense today.
That's about how that one went. Four picks for Andy Dalton. 26 completions on 41 attempts. David Montgomery, now I'll give him credit. He had a great game. Healthy again for the Bears. That's a weapon that those dudes have. But their leading receiver was him. But after him, in terms of the actual wide receivers, Jakeem Grant and Darnell Mooney had five receptions, only 27 yards. And Allen Robinson disappearing again. It just he's just nowhere to be found.
Doesn't have a quarterback
for the Chicago Bears.
Doesn't have a quarterback.
Fair. He should have more than.
Well, the problem is because you don't have a quarterback, Leroy. They are doubling him. They're taking him away, and when you don't have a quarterback, he sees that he's covered, and they don't throw it over there. You throw it to Allen Robinson like you throw it to Devontae Adams if he's covered anyway. But these guys don't know that. Andy Dalton's afraid to.
He's been around long enough to know.
Right. He's not what he used to be.
At all.
Bears 4-8 now. Used to be.
Yeah. Well, Dalton was a pretty good quarterback when he first came into the league.
Yeah, he played pretty well for the Bengals. He was never great.
No, he's never great. Now. Never seen
but
that.
But
he's better than what he was. I mean, he was better then than he is now.
Y'all lowering the bar.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah.
So the Cardinals win 33-22 over the Bears in that one after the four picks from Dalton. And Matt Nagy, this is the head coach that's coming into playing the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. This is what he had to say after the game.
I think that's where it goes back to who the people are that you have in the room and making sure that they understand that it's okay to be upset. It's okay to be frustrated after a game. There's a lot of emotions. We all want to play better and coach better. They know that. But it is in these times, you want to make sure that these guys are understanding that it's our job. It's our obligation to make sure that we give it everything we got, you know, and that's, we can't worry about other teams. We can't worry about other people, players, coaches. We got to just do, you know, worry about us and coach and play hard.
Yeah. And I feel
he's right.
He is right. But I don't know. That doesn't sound like a very confident coach to me.
And the sad part about it, they went out, they'll be in the playoffs. That's what you got to tell them. Guys, let's win the last four or five games.
We're in.
I mean, expanded playoffs, you can be 9-8 and make it. Maybe 8-9, you just never know.
Well, there's going to be a team under 500, maybe a couple of them that makes it, especially in the AFC.
Where it's going to go.
It's weird with that expanded playoff stuff.
That's why I thought that report was just so irresponsible.
That Nagy was fired.
Yeah, why do that, man? All this
because people are rushing, trying to be the first guy.
Always trying to be the first, man. It just don't make sense.
And they don't care.
No.
People in that profession, they don't care. They just want to get information out. They don't care. They don't care about your livelihood. They don't care about any, how it affects you or anything like that. Don't care about anything like that.
Sticking in the NFC and a shocker in Detroit.
4 seconds to go. They can win it with a touchdown. First victory of the year on the line. Goff's got it. Back, looks, throws, and
yes!
Caught! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! They did it! Amon-Ra St. Brown in the receiving end! Oh, they're rushing the field! They've done it! 3-0s on the clock! This game is over! It's over! Jared Goff! To Amon-Ra St. Brown, his first career touchdown. And how big is that? Oh, my goodness. Have a day, boys. Have a day.
Man, now it sounds like they just won the Super Bowl.
That might do it for Zimmer because I think that may cost them the playoffs.
You got to play Paul Allen, man.
I got Paul Allen's, too. That was from 97. Won the ticket. Let's hear Paul Allen's call from K-Fan in Minnesota.
Here it is with 4 seconds to go in the game, 27-23 Vikings. Jared Goff, three receivers left, one right. He goes out of the shotgun. He takes the snap from Mevin Brown. He's going to fire to the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. And these cardiac kiddies have beaten the Minnesota Vikings and won a game for the first time in 364 days. The game-winning touchdown was caught by Amon-Ra St. Brown, and for that young man, his first National Football League touchdown is a memorable one. It beat the Minnesota Vikings 29-27.
Paul Allen not impressed. I think he was pretty much done with that day. The Vikings did not play very well from start to finish in that game.
That Packer win that they got,
ain't doing nothing with it.
This took the wind out of their sails a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
They're 2-5 on the road this year.
Yeah, that hurt them. Like I said before, that That may do it for Zimmer.
But he got a lot of injuries in
Everybody got injuries.
Yeah, look at
the Packers may have more injuries than anybody in the NFL at significant spots.
Yep.
But your left tackle, your left guard, your Pro Bowl outside linebacker, your Pro Bowl corner. I mean, everybody is hurt. But if you think about the losses that the Packers have sustained, I think I don't go through all the injury list, but it feels like to me significantly they've lost more than anybody.
There's some of their third stringers are hurt. I mean, Minnesota's in bad shape.
Yeah, Thielen went down in that game too, man. Hurt his ankles.
Jefferson look amazing though.
Yeah, Jefferson does look very good.
No matter what.
Crazy. Dalvin Cook, but still, pretty crazy that the injuries they've gone through.
But it goes to show you too, I mean, once we were talking about Brian Gutekunst early, right? What he's been able to. He goes and get Rasul Douglas. How does that work?
Yeah.
And Jair's your guy.
And who has Minnesota gone and gotten?
That's the thing. And then they lose Dalvin Cook, but they don't have A.J. Dillon behind him.
Madison's good, but he's not A.J. Dillon good.
No, he's not.
But nobody's behind Madison.
Right.
Nobody, yeah.
I mean, everybody go through injuries. But Minnesota, like I said, they beat the Packers. I hope, with that.
And I don't know if they do. I just hope next year, and they're not going to do it, they need to have two bye weeks. To me, this tells them this year how this is going, all the injuries that has occurred to everybody. I don't know why they didn't have two bye weeks in this thing. If you're going to add 17 games, it's just stupid.
Maybe you need to start the season earlier, take another one of those preseason games away. The players don't really want to play them anyway. So
y'all know y'all can't predict injuries. I mean, it's going
to
happen.
Yeah. All right, one more. We'll switch to the AFC side of things. The only other team the Lions haven't lost to, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they eked one out over the Baltimore Ravens, the top
Jackson
seed.
In the gun. Freeman stands to his right. Freeman gets a fake. Big rush. He throws it. And it's dropped by Mark Andrews. Had one hand on it. Out in the right flat. And he dropped the ball. And the Steelers preserve a victory with 12 seconds to go. Wow!
Credit to 102.5 WDVE in Pittsburgh there. And, yeah, I mean, Leroy and I were talking about this in the break a while back. We're like, Mark Andrews goes with two hands. He probably catches that thing, and they win the game.
And I know a lot of people say that, but for me, it's the way the ball was placed. I think the only way he could get that, he would have had to have left his feet for it to get two hands. You think he tried? I mean, go back and look at the replay. You think he tried to catch it with one hand?
I do.
Yes. Because he does it all the time, Gary.
Yeah. But I think at the angle where it was, the only way it looks like to me, he would have had to have left his feet to go get it.
Well, do that. That wins the game.
I think he shorted the end zone because it was 2 yards in front of the end zone. Maybe he rolls into it.
I have to see it again.
Yeah. Go back and look at it. And I looked at it closer because that's what everybody's saying, two hands.
Yeah.
But just the way where it was, to me, it just felt like even he had to have dove to catch that football and then – but he was so open. Maybe he does catch it on a dive and rolls into the end zone because there was nobody there.
Either way, the Steelers' playoff hopes. Yeah,
they gave that away, though.
Still alive.
Leroy.
He did it like three times in the game. Kept trying to tip it to himself. Catch the ball.
I don't.
Yeah, I agree. Oh. Steelers win the game.
They in the playoff.
On that
two-point
conversion. Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh have played against each other 30 times in their careers now. 30 times. That's crazy. Yeah. And they were during the broadcast, they showed up. They showed all of the history of the great rivals of head coaches throwing up different Curly Lambeau and I think it was like Hallis for the Bears back in the day and all these different things. And they're right up there. They're like it's like the third most historic coaching rivalry in NFL history now, which is something to say.
With Harbaugh going for two.
Neither did I.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
But gave it away, though.
Yeah,
don't have
they
a problem,
won that game.
But gave it away.
Yeah, yeah. Lamar Jackson was sacked 7 times, so that's part of the problem.
Yeah, he
as
missed
well.
Some wide open receivers too, man.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's hit a quick break here. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Preview tomorrow's show on the Wendy's Big Show. It's Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson with you.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson with you. The Monday after a bye week for the Green Bay Packers. We're live from the Lakeland University Studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms at lakeland.edu. The intro music messed me up there a little bit there. I forgot about the ooh wah part because it tripped me up a little bit, honestly, there, Leroy. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, but, I like that part, too.
It surprised me a little bit. I forgot it was there. I was waiting for it in the song because I knew it was there. I was waiting for it in the song, and then all of a sudden I was like, okay, well, I'll just come back and start talking. And then it comes out of nowhere. Yeah. I'm like, oh, boy, I was not prepared for that. But something I am prepared for is for some excellent breakfast at Wendy's, and Wendy's knows a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you can get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg and cheese for just $1. I have that change in my car right now. I'm sure you do too. Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit sandwich today, limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. It is the Wendy's Big Show, and this is the last segment of the Wendy's Big Show. It's been a fun 4 hours today with Leroy and Gary. I will actually be back on the air with the boys again tomorrow and Wednesday. Sparky taking a couple days off this week, enjoying an extended weekend, so good for him.
We love having you.
Well, I appreciate that. I have fun with you guys.
I like doing a show with smart people. I can say what I want. You can just help me. Just correct me.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate you calling me smart.
Hey, trust me. People know that. Come on, stop.
Tomorrow's show, we got a good one lined up for you. Our Odyssey Sports NFL insider, Ross Tucker, in the first hour of the show.
He'll do his ranking, I'm sure.
Yeah, he'll give us his power rankings like he does every week. No surprises there.
Second, well, Steve's not here to argue with him, so he'll be happy.
That's true. Top of the second hour, we'll have Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette giving us all of those injury updates from Green Bay, because who knows, Bakhtiari, Za'Darius Smith, Jair Alexander, all those dudes might be back very shortly. We'll wrap it up here. It is Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Sam Schmitz, and Toby Altizer. Thanks for your help today. More Wendy's Big Show tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.